Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Stephen Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today we're going to be talking about a production of A Gulag Mouse.
And to talk about it, we have two of the actors with the show, Morgan Mitchell and Jill Sauerwine. And Jill also is playing two roles today. She's also co-founder of the company presenting the show, Tosspot Productions. So Morgan and Jill, welcome to Stage Talk.
Thank you.
Thanks
great to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Well, Jill, why don't we start with you with Tosspot Productions before we get into A Gulag Mouse proper. Tell us a little bit about this company. It's a new company coming to Anchorage, and we're always excited to see new theater coming to Anchorage. Give us some background about this company, what your plans are, what you've done in the past, and just a general overview of Tosspot Productions.
Sure. Well, Tosspot Productions was founded this last year by myself and Arlisha Jones, who's the director of this particular production. And we came out of the Valdez Conference really inspired, and we'd connected with a lot of women that we hadn't worked with before that we've seen and we've really respected on stage, and we wanted to do something together, and we got this amazing script from Arthur down at the conference, Arthur Jolly, our playwright, and it all sort of came together, and we said, let's make this a company, and we've done two staged readings at Out North, and this is our first fully staged production, and we're very excited to present it to Anchorage.
Excellent. And you're presenting it at Out North, I understand?
Correct, yes. It's a co-production with Out North.
And you are playing a role in the play as well as being the leader in charge.
I am helping produce and then also acting, yes.
And our other guest is acting, too. What part are you playing?
I play a character called Lubov. Who is one of five women who are going through the challenges of life in a Siberian gulag over the course of the play.
And Jill, this play is about these five women who are in 1949, is that
correct?
Right? In a gulag in
Siberia.
So it's sort of cold like Alaska, I guess.
Yeah. We rehearse at Arlisha's family's meat shop, actually. they've got some spare room there. And one of the interesting things we've done as a company, we've actually been rehearsing this play since about June of last year. Not intensive rehearsals, but we've done improv sessions. We've met and had discussions, step away from it for a month, come back to it. And early in the process, we did an improv session at the meat shop, and Arlisha stuck us all in the blast freezer. So it was 20 below in t-shirts, really getting the feel of what escaping in Siberia would be like. Not quite, though, because it gets to about 47 below in Siberia. So we still had another 20 degrees.
Well, give us a little bit of what's the play about, more than just these five women in Siberia? What happens in the play?
Well, my character, I play Anastasia, and I commit a brutal act of self-defense at the beginning of the play, and I'm sent to this gulag, and it is about these five women looking to escape, but it's also about what you're willing to do to survive in brutal conditions. How much of your humanity are you willing to sacrifice to survive?
That's an interesting point. It's also very much like other plays about life during the Nazi era and the concentration camps.
Yeah, we did a lot of reading this summer of just really cheery gulag books.
And Morgan, talk a little bit more about your character.
Well, I my character's name is Lubov, and I think each of these five women, it's something I love so much about the script, is they are each very strong characters, very wonderfully well-rounded characters that we each get to play. And I think that's a rare thing to find, not just one or two women, but five very wonderful characters. And each of us, we have our own individual struggles. And I think Lubov, you get to see a very large arc. And it's a very different character for me. I think I generally tend to play rather comedic roles. I think that's sort of what I've been known for in Anchorage. So it's wonderful that Arlisha has given me the opportunity to really break out of that shell and really, really push myself. The show has been a huge challenge, and I loved every second of it.
And I understand there's an element of stage combat. The show was originally premiered, wasn't it, by a company in Chicago that specializes in stage combat. And so there's that element in this show as well. How are you handling that?
It's interesting because early on in our stage combat process, our fight choreographer, Frank Delaney, had to tell us all to kind of become our characters and stop treating each other as friends because we are a very tight cast and we've been friends for years. And so it's hard to fully immerse yourself in the world of the show. And, you know, it is life or death. If you don't defend yourself, you will die. And I think the choreography is a lot different from what you often see on stage because it reflects that. It is very brutal and it is very fast and more realistic than the more showy stage combat, which makes it very, very interesting both to perform and to watch.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests Jill Sauerwein and Morgan Mitchell talking about their upcoming production of A Gulag Mouse. And what does a mouse have to do with this?
One of the characters, played by Danielle Rabinovich, her nickname is the Mouse. She's the Gulag Mouse.
And it sounds like you're trying to keep this a little bit under hat as to what that actually means.
It's a little... You'll have to come out and see exactly what the mouse is.
It was described, the Chicago production in a review was described as a thriller with a brain. So I think that's sort of the reason that we're kind of tiptoeing around things, because like a thriller, there are a lot of twists and turns that you just have to be prepared for when you come and see it.
That's good.
Definitely.
It's very hard to ask questions about a play on of that kind on this stage. So, mm-hmm. so I'd like to ask Jill mm-hmm. about how she goes about forming this character.
How Danielle forms her character? Mm-hmm. It's a very different role for Danielle. If you've seen her on stage, she was in Rent, and she was just playing this huge personality on stage, and she completely transforms and... She's just this, I don't even know, she's smaller, but she's still just very compelling on stage. It's different work from each of these actors than I've ever seen them do. We've got Tamar Shai, who usually also has a very big personality on stage, and she's playing a character named Svetlana, who's very haggard and beaten down by the system. And we've actually brought an actor back who moved out of town, Anya Windham. She left the state in August, I believe, and she came back up to do the show with us, and she's playing Masha. She's kind of the heavy in the bunkhouse, and she's chilling in that role.
And there's one male character in
the
show.
We got one guy.
One guy.
One fellow. And, Aaron Wiseman. And... he has the brutal act of self-defense acted upon him at the beginning of the show.
Well, this sounds like a very interesting process. You mentioned in the beginning of the show that you came out of the conference with basically actors and wanting to do a show, and then you found the play. How has that been? I mean, you've cast presumably four of your best acting friends here. How has that process been different from, say, being cast in a show where you're put together with some strangers and having to spend part of the process getting to know each other?
Sure. It's been interesting. We had the script and we had all been getting inspired by the energy of the conference, which always happens out of there, and you always come out with these large ideas of what you want to do when you get out of there. And it's been really refreshing to go into the process and have an inherent trust built between you, and we could really take a lot of risks that you don't necessarily not take in other shows, but we felt so comfortable. There was no holds barred whatsoever. We can just go there immediately.
Another thing that's been really nice is for me, I also do a lot of backstage work on different productions. I'm a scenic painter as well as a props person, and so being able to utilize those skills in a different way has been really wonderful. Starting so early and getting to know these characters in a very safe environment has has made it a much more in-depth process than I've ever experienced, and that's been wonderful. Versus having to, you know, find your character and create this entire world in a very short time. We've had this very long, drawn-out world to sink into. And for me, there are certain props that I, reading the script, I knew I had to make because they were so specific to my character, and Arlisha gave me all the time and resources I need to do that, and to really use my skills and utilize that as it pertains to Lubov has been really, really refreshing and wonderful.
You know, you mentioned that you met Arthur at the conference, and although this is not the premiere of this show, it is a one of the first productions of the show. Have you had Arthur involved with the process? Has he given you some feedback, some insight into the play?
A little bit. I think Arlisha's had some discussions with him, but he's been very supportive from a distance, but has definitely let us do our own thing. And he's actually going to be coming up here this weekend to see both opening night and Saturday night's performance. We'll be having a talk back after with the playwright on Saturday, so if you're interested, it's a good chance to come out and hear about how a new work gets crafted.
And as we're about to run out of time here, but I do want to go back to Tosspot Productions, since this is a new company here in Anchorage. Any plans for more shows coming up, or are you taking it just a show by show?
Yeah, we've got a couple of shows planned. In September, we will be presenting My Name is Rachel Corey. It's a one-woman show that will be starring Morgan here. And the other exciting project we've got, we're commissioning a new work from Dawson Moore. And so he's working on that, and we're hoping to present that sometime in 2014.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
However, we are running out of time, unfortunately, and so I have to thank you for coming, Jill Sauerwein and Morgan Mitchell, to talk about A Gulag Mouse, which opens tonight at Out North.
Thank you.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org.
Anchorage Opera's production of Pirates of Penzance will be shown the weekend of April 5th, with performances Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 4 at the Discovery Theater in the Performing Arts Center. For tickets, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS.
Cyrano's is having early auditions for the play La Bête. They'll happen on March the 22nd at 6 p.m. This play is directed by Bill Fabry, who's also the director of Pirates of Penzance. La Bête will run September 20th through October the 13th, and rehearsals will begin in late August. For more information, contact Cyrano's Production at gmail.com.
HAMS up in Wasilla is still looking for some women to be in the Reader's Theater production of Birth that runs April 19th, 20th, 26th, and 27th. We are willing to reimburse gas expense. Please have interested people call 376-4252.
Anchorage Community Theater's production of At Home with the Clarks runs through March 31st. Performances are on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sundays at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
The Alaska Academy of Fine Arts in Eagle River presents Sherlock Holmes and the Spinsters of Blackmead, opening March 29th and running through April 13th. Showtimes are 7 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays. For tickets and information, call 694-8909 or go to akfinearts.org.
Anchorage Community Theater is now accepting applications for a new administrator and executive director. The application period closes on April the 16th. For details, contact Bill Cotton at 440-1392.
At Out North Theater, you can see A Gulag Mouse opening tonight and running through April 7th. Productions are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3. For tickets, go to outnorth.org.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Stephen Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.